Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Periches, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Obra, a pregnant woman, Shehiricha, that smelt food on Yom Kippur, and she has a great desire to have that food, and if she doesn't have it, then she could find herself potentially in danger, as well as the unborn child. You're allowed to give her until she is restored to her regular feeling, because we say it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's considered a danger of life. Gemara says something very interesting, that before we give it to her, we whisper in her ear, it's Yom Kippur. Probably it's not a good idea. If it doesn't work, we give her less than the shear, less than the regular amount. And if still she's not able to be calmed by it, then we give her whatever she needs. So Gemara says that there were two different women. One woman, they whispered into her ear and she realized it was Yom Kippur and she got over her craving, her dangerous craving, and a great tzaddik was born from that child. And the other one, she continued to eat, and unfortunately, a fellow who was not of the greatest standards was born from that woman. Continues the Mishnah, Chayla Machirin Oseh Al Pi Bekiyin, a sick person, one may give him to eat through the advice of experts, doctors. If they say the fellow will be in danger if they don't eat, it's permissible for them to eat. Remain Shem Bekiyin, and let's say there are no doctors in the area. Machirin Oseh Al Pi Atzmai, then we're able to give the fellow by their own thing. A person says, I'm in danger, I'm dying, I need, you're allowed to give them the sick person by their own request. Let's say, that's sufficient, I'm okay. Let's see one more Mishnah Vav. Me, she'achazai bulmus. If a person is gripped by a bulmus, which was a type of illness or weakness that comes from hunger, and if a person doesn't eat, they could be in great danger. You're allowed to give the fellow to eat even unkosher food. You could give him a lobster, you could give him shellfish, if there's nothing else. Until his eyes once again light up. It seems like this bulmus would darken the eyes of the person. Once they light up, we know the person is no longer in danger. Says the Mishnah, if a rabid dog bites a person, so then he's in sakalas nefashis, he's in grave danger. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to give it from the area of the liver of the dog, even though that was the custom in those days to give the liver of the dog to the fellow that was bitten. The Mishnah holds that that has no therapeutic purposes, it's a old wives' tale, and therefore it's prohibited to do that. Ramasim ben Charish matir. Ramasim ben Charish says it's permissible because, according to him, he views that it is therapeutic to our medicinal benefits. Some explain Rashi that even though there are no therapeutic benefits, but since the fellow thinks that it is a therapeutic benefit, then it's possible that mind over matter, that will help the fellow overcome. Vayam Ramasim ben Charish. And this Ramasim ben Charish says, Achishish begrene. If a person has an infection in their throat and they feel that it's beginning to spread or they're concerned it's going to spread, we may give the fellow medication into his mouth on Shabbos. And even though usually you're not allowed to take medication for a non-dangerous situation, in this situation we could, because there's a possibility of danger, perhaps the illness or the infection will spread. And the Torah says that a person has to be careful to save a life, which takes precedence over almost all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Wishing you a great day and a great rest of your week.